I'll cover you with the lips. What's in my coat?
Chayavik is the Yupik name for the month of November. It's a time for Yurok traditional dancing and singing. Celebrations are usually held in person, but the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed many events online.
I mean, it definitely feels different than how it would be if we were in person, but it is something.
That's Otcook Alutsik Snyder. She's the Culture Camp Project Coordinator for the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. She says that while we may be physically distant and unable to travel, it's still important to continue the traditions and celebrate online.
This pandemic has been really hard on everyone, and our songs and dances, they really are healing. And since we can't get together right now in person, we at least wanted to get together virtually.
The celebration ran for just over an hour. Alutsik Snyder says people from across the West Coast took part.
We have people registered who are calling in from Washington, from California, from across the U.S., from across the region, from Anchorage, from across Alaska. So it's pretty awesome to see, you know, all of us being able to come together in this virtual space.
The celebration featured songs and dances from Yupik, Alutik, and Dinaina cultures, a mark of Bristol Bay's diversity. Margie Frost taught Yurok for the Yupik portion of the event, delving into the history and meaning of the songs and dances. She appreciates that while she isn't used to celebrating online, it was a good way to continue traditions.
It just looks a lot different than our ancestors did, but we're still able to pass it on and share. And that was, it's just a great feeling to know that.
Frost was also excited to share Yupik culture with people from around the country.
Not only was I able to continue teaching Native dancing, but also I had people from all over Alaska that joined the class, and some were even family, so that made it even greater that we are able to reach more people.
Desi Delkitty and Michelle Ravenmoon taught the Dinaina portion of the celebration. One of their family members had recently passed away, and Ravenmoon says singing, dancing, and sharing traditions helps in trying times.
I think it was really powerful to be able to reach out to such a broad audience, and especially during this time when we feel so isolated. It was also very healing and rejuvenating, too. My grandmother was also helping us to share some of the knowledge about what the traditional potlatch means.
Hannah Scholl taught the Alutik songs and dances. She says that even when in-person gatherings are safe again, online outreach can help villages participate in culture classes.
As far as the in-person dancing, I think that as soon as we're able to, that'll spark right back up. But there's a lot of places and times that we just can't get to go teach dance in certain areas. And so this will allow us to fill in that gap with virtual sessions.
Still, while the virtual celebration was good,
nothing beats dancing in person with each other and celebrating together. I'm very comfortable on the online platform teaching, and I love that it's what we're doing. It doesn't quite translate to as powerful as when we are able to dance and meet in person and celebrate in person.
Alutsik Snyder, with the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, says she was happy to organize the event. When things get difficult, she says it can help to look to traditions.
You know, our songs are a way of connecting with our ancestors, a way of prayer, connection with our history, our land, our stories. And really, I think at this time where we're all struggling with this pandemic, with not being able to get together, it was important to have at least some way of us coming together and celebrating and sharing.
In Dillingham, I'm Brian Venois.